Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling. It's March the 1st, so white rabbits as we catch up on the week's news on your unofficial Eurovision podcast. Wow, what a fun week that's been. Hello, everybody. Ewan Spence here, www.escinsight.com, and your weekly podcast of news that also has a weekly podcast of fun and games at the end of the week as well with Noah Point and the Ultimate Jukebox Juries. Right then, Slovakia. Yay! We now know 19 seconds of the song that will be sung by the twins called Twins Who Are Still Alive and still in the contest. Right, that's the important stuff out the way. On with the news. And as I said at the top, it's been a busy week. Not only was it Super Saturday Mark 2 that's just passed, but Ukraine do what Ukraine always do, which is just stand in the middle of the room, stomp their feet and try and get attention. We'll come to that in a second. We've had three presentations of song on a mix of internal selections. Cyprus, we already knew it was Christos Mylordos, and the song was Satan Agalos Sagapasi. That song is now up. You can see it on YouTube and all the other usual places. Same with Turkey, Yusek Sadakat. We knew it was them. We didn't know the song title. It's called Live It Up. It's sung in English, and Turkey are going for the get a good rock band in and choose the song that they like the best and then use that for the song rather than have some sort of national competition. Belarus did an internal selection as well. Anastasia Vinikova is singing Born in Belarus, which is not, unfortunately, a Bruce Springsteen biopic given a slight twist for Eastern Europe. It's just an interesting Belarus number. Right, let's talk about Ukraine, who might as well do an internal selection because it seems to be that every year. They did have their national final at the weekend. Top three, Zhemela, Zlata and Mika. Mika eventually won out with the song of Angel. And it just went... The voting was a bit off. There was some interesting stuff about unique voting and lots of votes coming from single computers and such, like, which Charlene did a brilliant write-up on ESCinsight.com, which you should go and have a look at now. The upshot is it all smelled a bit fishy, so fishy that the press was on top of absolutely everybody. All the fans were crying around. They're going to have another grand final, only now for the top three contestants. Everybody else, you're definitely out there. So Anastasia, you're free to go and try and sing for Russia again if you can get past the babushkas. Jamela, Zlat, Mika, they're going again on Thursday. Whether that will give us a Ukrainian song, I don't know. You know, on past experience, I'm not going to believe what the Ukrainian song is until it's actually on stage during the first rehearsal in Dusseldorf. And even then, we'll only be 95% sure. Yes, not only Super Saturday, but three before and two after as well in terms of national finals. Let's rattle through those just now. Bulgaria has chosen Polly Zhanova. She will be going and singing Na Inyat. Lithuania, Sima V. It's okay. Eveline Sisenko is singing that one. Austria. Austria's caused a bit of fan controversy, or controversy, or however you'd like to pronounce it. Nadine Belyaev, The Secret Is Love, has been sent. Look, we showed you that one ages ago. We said, it's Nadine, that one, cool. Nice, big, brassy ballad, sort of thing that you have Celine Dion singing at the end of Titanic. Take a point off me for next time I play the quiz for mentioning Celine Dion. It's classy, but at the same time, it is an easy choice. It's a safe choice. There was a rap with a tractor on stage from the Traktors, which... Let's just say lots of Eurovision fans are, oh, that'll be fun in the contest. That'll give us a bit of diversity in a sort of, you know, well, we need a couple of funny ones in the contest. We need a couple of ballads. We know that we've got ballads. Can you give us the funny one? As if it was a sort of, we need to tick the genre box and everything. No, we just, each country chooses the song they want to sing. They don't look at the other countries, and that's what we get. So I do think there's a little bit of people looking at the show rather than looking at Austria as an individual country. In all the stuff that's there. But anyway, Nadine Belly is going, and the direction is they will probably end up in doing all the second chance contests along with whoever falls out of Melody Festival this year. And then it was Saturday. Ukraine, we've already spoken about. Nina for Serbia singing a song that just, you know, Karaban, it just looks so 60s. I mean, is using exactly the same props as Spain did with Rodolfo a couple of years ago. But at that point, Spain just made it look cheesy and bad and made Austin Powers look like Wuthering Heights. Nina has got this right side of influence and parody in this number. There's swirls, there's, you know, it's just, you'd expect Andy Kaufman just to pop up and go, yeah, I like this. Let's go and do some comedy now. But there we go. Right, Moldova, Zobzu Dub are going back again. They sang in for 2005 for the country. They're going back again with a song called So Lucky. Let's see, Estonia. Well, everybody at the ESC Insight office gave a little cheer on this one. Gidejan, Rockefeller Street 1273 is going to be making it through for the country again. Again. Some people thinking, was this a safe choice? But this is a modern song. This fits in the charts across Europe perfectly. And Eurovision the last couple of years is really turning towards chart modern, good, solid, you know, mainstream music. And Estonia's definitely following that. Tallinn 2012, distinct chance of that one. Latvia. Oh, poor Loris. Lots of people wanted Banjo Laura to get through. Just never quite managed to work out how to perform that song live. It's great in the studio and the video, but not on the stage. In fact, it was music that managed to do that stage. Angel in Disguise will be the song for Latvia. Denmark is going to round off the Saturday National Finals, although there were two other heats. We'll come on to them in the next section. A Friend in London singing the song New Tomorrow. Denmark have an interesting one here because there's some great raw material in the song. It's a great building block. It's a bit stompy. It's a bit dancey. A lot of fans are looking at this and going, you know, it's not bad. Yeah. But it needs another pass or two through the editing suite. It needs a little bit more punch. And for want of a better word, this song needs a little bit of red meat, adrenaline-fueled aggression into the song without actually changing the fundamental basics of the song. If Denmark can get that balancing act and go through, this is, you know, going to do a really good presentation for them. Sunday, Macedonia nearly sent somebody dressed as a chicken. Yeah, but they've went for Rusinka, a Russian girl, which is going to be sung by Vlato Ilevski, which unfortunately is not Macedonian for male order bride, but there you go. And Slovenia, I've went for a straight choice with Vanilla and Majakuk singing that one. As I said, we had two heats as well going on Saturday. Croatia had the semi-final of Dora. Three singers went in, two have walked out. That gives us the head-to-head for next week. Daria Kinzer and Jack Hudek are going to be fighting it out for the right to sing for Croatia. And we had the final heat for Melody Festivalen up in Sweden. Now, if you believe the Runes, Love Generation got to sing last in the last heat, which makes you think that SVT were thinking that's the people we would like to send while they crashed out. They're going to have to go through the second chance round, which happens next week, and joining them from this heat is Linda Pritchard. Going through straight to the final, which is in 2 weeks' time, Nick Borge and it's Linda Begsinger's probably best chance to actually win Melody Festival. This is her fourth appearance in the contest. Strong, stompy, everything you'd expect from Schlager. Is it going to sound outdated when you get to stage at Eurovision if it gets through? Possibly, yes. But, you know, she just wants to win Melody Festival in first. And she may well do it. She's got tough competition, of course. And lots of fans looking at that one. And us here as well thinking, you know, Linda's in with a good shout there. Eric Saad from last week is in with a good shout from their Love Generation. Let's be honest, if they do get through second chance, which means they have to knock out Jenny Silver. Either of them. It's still a very strong competitive field for Sweden there. Okay, a little bit of tweaks going on in the background. Most of the countries are just taking a breather. Final deadline is going to be 2 weeks. 2 weeks yesterday, you have to have your song and your artist declared to the EBU so we can do the draw. At that point, they'll start doing, I suspect, lots of work in production studios. Now, they're just getting the building blocks sorted if they've been selected. So, Eldrin for Georgia, they've changed the lineup. The original singer isn't going to sign a contract with the record company, so he's not in the band anymore. So, they've drafted Sofotur Shields, who those of you will recognise as the backing singer from Sofia's song last year. I mean, Georgia, who do you think you are? Iceland? England. He's also worked with the vocal team for the Junior Eurovision entry in 2009 from Princesses, which was just 2 minutes and 45 seconds of If Disney Did Eurovision. It's fantastic and freaky at the same time. So that's going through there. Lena has debuted her video for the song, which is Taken by a Stranger. Short of tying a cherry stalk with her tongue in her mouth, David Lynch would be proud of this video. It's this insane mix of Twin Peaks meet Philip K. Dick with a little bit of role and gender reversal in there as well. Worth seeing, even if the song just still leaves me feeling a little bit Spandau Ballet. Right then, let's take our music track this one. So we've got the Greek National Final tomorrow, actually. 5 songs up for the chance to represent Greece. Nikki Port is one of them. Let's have a listen to her track just now. She came 3rd in Greece's X Factor, now signed with Sony, and she's a Portuguese Cypriot, so maybe, and this is, you know, an outside chance, maybe there's a chance that she might get some points from Cyprus for Greece. You know, stranger things have happened. I mean, Portugal vote every year votes for them, you know, without fail. I've got that round the right way, haven't I? Broken, but it still is yours. My head is so tired of all the wars. I don't feel like fighting it anymore. Can we be what we were before?
To keep my brain buzzing, not thinking about you. My nights with clips from a movie scene. Our breakup is on the screen.
Nikki Pont there singing a potential song for Greece. We'll find that out tomorrow night at Dance Alone. Right then, throw forwards. Obviously, as you heard there, it's the Greece National Final tomorrow on Wednesday. There's a ting in the background. I get a point for that. Nah, we're not taking no point for another month. Thursday, we have the 2nd Ukrainian National Final. Maybe on Saturday we'll have the 3rd one. Who knows? What we definitely do have on Saturday is the Armenian National Final, the Portuguese National Final, the Croatian National Final, and the second chance Anders Johnson round from Sweden's Melody Festivalen. Ultimate Jukebox Jury is back this Friday after the 1 week break to make the space for a no point. We've only got a couple of them left, and of course Jukebox Jury is looking at all the 2011 songs that have qualified to be taken to Dusseldorf, will be starting after the closing date. So that makes it, if I remember correctly, March the 18th. 18th. I'm Ewan Spence. You're listening to the podcast from Eurovision Insight. We are unofficial, but we love that contest anyway, so we do our best to bring you all the news every week in the fun and games around Eurovision as well. www.escinsight.com. You'll find talk and chat and previews and analysis and a whole bundle of stuff every day coming through that website. You can find us in iTunes if you listen to us on the website. If you're already on iTunes, pop over, leave us a review. It'd be very much appreciated as well. And when you do, mention the guitars.